Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what could be haunting their new house? Was there something in the house, or was there something connected to the land it was on?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear your real ghost stories, so if you have one, why not share it with us? You can call in anytime, 855-853-4802. Write in anytime at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get an ad-free version of the show. With that, you'll get advanced episodes, access to the archive. It's massive, by the way. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Hi, Kathy Gordon.
Well, hey, Carol Hughes. How's it going?
Well, it's going pretty good. You know, I think one thing that we've pretty much decided on this show is that you can live in a new house and it could still be haunted.
Absolutely. You know, I've done it.
It could be the land. It could be something you brought home. It could be something that came home with you. You know, I just think there's a lot of different ways.
I like number three.
Something you brought home. Was that number three?
Yeah.
I can't
something
remember.
You brought with you. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why I have a feeling that you don't buy anything haunted at Target or Walmart. So I'm just going to buy stuff there.
They do not. Now you got to watch Dollar General. I think some of that stuff could be haunted, but never Target or Walmart. Actually, I'm teasing
you
guys.
No, I was thinking that through. I was actually thinking that through. And if somebody was to say, you know, what's more haunted, Walmart or Dollar General? I'd be like, oh, Dollar General. I don't know why I would say that.
I don't know why either, but I would think that too. I would vote for Dollar General to be the more haunted of the two.
Dollar
I don't
General
know why.
Or Family Dollar. I would still pick Dollar General.
I'm going to go Dollar General 100% on that one.
Because they're just darker. The lights in Dollar General are dark.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So I was in a Dollar General last winter, up the street from my house, and it was really cold in there. And the girl, it was really cold outside. And the girl was wearing a coat as she was working. And I said, God, it's really bad that they've got the checkout right by the front door. You've got to be freezing. And she said, well, we don't control our thermostat. That's done by a regional office or some other place. And they don't turn it on.
In Florida, where it's 80 degrees.
So she goes, the heat's not even on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and it was in the teens.
Well, that couldn't be good for the building itself.
Right? Like, that's
like the pipes and things. That's
something's got to give.
Oh,
either crazy. That or that's just what somebody told her. Maybe that's what her GM told her to scare away from the thermostat. You know, you can't touch that. It's all controlled by headquarters.
Yeah, probably.
And, you know, you could get fired if you touch that. She's like, okay,
that's
I'm not
right.
touching it.
That's the way I parented, the whole time I parented.
Don't touch the thermostat.
Oh, my gosh. Don't touch that mirror. If you break it, it is 7 years of bad luck. I mean, a long time. Longer than you've been alive. It will be bad.
It will be really bad. And you're going to have to live with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's go to this story about what is haunting their new house.
Okay, let's go with it.
So when I was 16 and living with my dad and my stepmom, my younger brother moved out and lived with my mom for a time, so I decided I wanted to take his room downstairs. This was quite a feat for me considering I hate basements with a fiery passion, but I figured I would give it a shot. That's what happens when you're 16 and you really want your own space. You're like, I hate basements, but it's worth a shot.
I did the same thing.
There really wasn't even a bedroom down there. You just made one.
Yep. I just put up some curtains and sectioned it off.
And when Kathy moved out, I did not move down there. My stepmom had this house built and had only been living in it for about a year before she married my dad and we moved in. The basement only had two bedrooms finished in the back part for my stepbrother and me. I really didn't think of anything wrong when I decided to move into the basement. Before I made the move, I would sit in the basement and do my homework, and I always had the feeling of being watched. Sometimes it would creep me out, and at other times I just brushed it off and went about my business. My brother had left his stereo and his TV in the room when he moved out, and after I finished moving my bed and dresser downstairs, I had no desire to move my TV and my stereo that night, so I just left them there. I ended up falling asleep and then waking up at 2 in the morning to my little brother's stereo clicking on and off. It was just clicking. No music playing. It was like someone was sitting in front of the stereo just pressing the on and off button over and over and over again. I grabbed the remote and pressed the power button, but nothing happened. So I got up, I walked over to the stereo and pressed the power button. Nothing happened. It just kept clicking. Finally, I was so beyond irritated that I just kicked the stereo and wound up going back to sleep. After that, I noticed random temperature changes in my room. It would go from ice cold to extremely hot in a matter of seconds, depending on what part of the room you were in at the time. For the most part, I just shrugged it off and didn't think anything about it. For Christmas, my dad and stepmom went all out and got me a TV with a DVD/VHS combo built
in. Are you kidding me?
Back in day. That would have been amazing.
That not only amazing, but I'll bet that thing was huge.
And expensive. Those weren't cheap when they came out.
No. That and VHS?
Man.
And DVD?
All in one.
Holy cow.
I was super excited. And after I got back from visiting my mom, we decided to hook it up. So that night I was chilling in bed, watching TV and almost asleep when my TV shut off. I didn't set a sleep timer or roll over onto the remote. So that was when I started to get a little confused. I grabbed the remote and pressed the power button. The TV didn't come on. The remote had brand new batteries. So after getting frustrated that my new TV might be broken, I sat up, turned the light on, pressed the power button on the TV. The TV came on, but then continued to turn itself on and off over and over again. I walked upstairs and I let my dad know what happened, and he told me to try another outlet. I plugged my TV into another outlet and tried turning it on, and the same thing happened. I told my dad again and he said, well, there's probably a short in the TV, and offered to take it back the next day to exchange it. Happy with the answer, I went back downstairs and decided to listen to music. When I turned my stereo on, it started changing discs randomly, playing a song for a second, then switching the songs. After that, I had a minor freakout and unplugged all of my electronics and slept upstairs. After that night, I moved upstairs and had no further issues with my TV. My little brothers were into motocross and would go to races, but I refused to go to these races because I would get bored and my parents didn't want to put up with me. My parents usually didn't get home until around 12 or 1 a.m., so I would be home by myself or go hang out with friends. You remember those days of when your kids did sports or activities and it would be a whole day-long thing, and then you'd have to keep the other kids entertained?
Oh, yeah. I totally do.
So they were probably like, yeah, you want to stay home by yourself? That is perfectly fine. You were 16.
Mm-hmm.
So my aunt could not have a dog where she was living, so we ended up dog sitting for Sadie for her. While my parents were with my brothers, I stayed home watching TV, and Sadie was lying on the floor sleeping when all of a sudden she jumped up and started growling. The fur on her neck was standing straight up. She stood there for about a minute and then bolted to the basement door and started barking. When I got close to see what she was barking at, she turned on me and started growling at me. I reached over to her and grabbed the door and slammed it shut and locked it. Sadie stayed in front of the door until my parents got home. My friend had spent the night, so we were watching horrible B-movies and eating popcorn when I got a call from a friend of mine. Oh, this is horrible. who said our friend from school had died from an overdose.
Oh,
that's horrible.
And I'm so sorry.
And then she said, a little depressed. We called it a night and went to bed. I would think a lot depressed. That is horrific.
Yeah.
Again, my parents were with my brothers, so we made sure everything was locked up and we were out. Well, when my parents got home that night, my brother went downstairs to go to bed. The basement door that leads outside was open. I had made sure it was locked before I went to bed. So because of the experiences I had in a house that was just built and no one had ever lived in it before, I believe it was the land that was haunted and not the house, but any feedback would be great. So I don't know. And it definitely seems like it's all connected to the basement for sure.
Well, definitely. And it has a lot of the classic elements, electronics that are acting up, cold temperature changes, the feeling that somebody's watching you. Those are all super, you know, classic sorts of things that happen. And the fact that when she moved back upstairs, the electronics worked again.
Yeah.
That's odd.
You know, that would be like when we were kids and we would leave our house and go next door, like to go visit Brenda, or you would go babysit or something. Then you got into a regular house and it just felt so normal and not like there was just a different sense. Could I put my finger on it that somebody is staring at me right there? It just was this oppressive, dark feeling, and it would mess with our electronics.
Yeah.
And so I definitely think something was going on in the basement. You know, you have to wonder, it could be the land, because when you think about the land and all the things that might have happened on that land.
I mean, we don't know, right? If something had happened. Do we know where this house was?
It does not
They didn't
say.
Mention? Okay, not that it's, you know, but I was just thinking, like, sometimes back in, you know, early settler sorts of days, they might have lost somebody and had to bury them along the way.
Something could have come home with them at
that's
some
what I
time.
Wanted, I, you know, that's my always kind of go-to. I kind of lean into that one sometimes. But it doesn't mean that it couldn't be the land. She totally could be right. And I always kind of defer to the listener, because the person that wrote it in, because they often have a gut instinct.
Right.
That I think is usually pretty good. And she said she was feeling like it was the land. The other thing in this story that was interesting was the dog.
Right. And it was like the dog was protecting her. Do not go in the basement.
Yeah. So when she turned to do, the dog turned on her like, you're not getting over here.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. So I don't know. But I definitely, definitely, definitely think that you can be in a brand new house, the first people to ever live in it, and I still think it could be haunted.
I do too. I absolutely do.
So you know. I think everything's valid. I just think it's interesting that whatever it is staying downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't seem to be affecting the rest of the house.
No, and it was interesting that the door was open, right?
To the when the
brother
when they got home and she had locked it.
If
I was the brother, I'd be moving upstairs too.
Oh yeah, I'd be right out of there. That's for sure.
That's just creepy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like the show and you would rather have an ad-free experience, you can do that. Sign up to be a premium subscriber through applepodcasts.com and try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.